The Tamale Teaching Hospital, then Tamale Regional Hospital, was established in 1974 by the then head of state, Lieutenant Colonel Kuntumi Champon. It served as referral center for the three regions of the north. In 2002, it was upgraded into a teaching hospital. Aside from the Kolebu and Konfanochi teaching hospitals, it is the third largest. The teaching hospital runs a collaborative undergraduate and graduate programs with the University for Development Studies in Medicine, Nursing and Nutrition, among others. In its fourth year, facilities at the Tamale Teaching Hospital has become inadequate to serve the increasing population from both within and outside the country. In April 2010, the late President, Professor John Evans Atta Mills, laid the foundation stone for expansion and refurbishment of the facility. This project was captured in President John Mahama's campaign message as well as the NDC's manifesto. Thankfully, the first phase at a cost of 39.3 million euros has been completed. It is a four-story with a 400-bed capacity, an accident and emergency ward, x-ray department, CT scan, intensive care unit, and an obstetrics and gynecology department. Funding has already been secured for the second phase at a cost of 48.7 million euros. President John Mahama paid tribute to late President John Evans Atta Mills for taking the first step. He said his government has a remarkable record when it comes to redeeming promises. President Mahama reiterated government's plan to build one modern hospital in every region.
And it is our commitment to achieve the promise of one modern regional hospital in every region of this country. And in that regard, I'm very happy to note the progress of work currently ongoing at the WA Regional Hospital. We have done designs and are concluding financing for a regional hospital in the eastern region. And we're planning another hospital for the upper east region in Borgatanga and one more in the western region. After 1 year as your leader and president, and despite the challenges that we face, I can assure you that the prospects for our country are getting brighter and brighter every day. But our country can only go forward when we work hand in hand with excellence to see an improvement in the living standard of every single Ghanaian.
Minister of Health Sherry Aite said beginning this month, the 10% cut in salaries of the president, the vice president, and all government appointees will start. The money will be invested into the health sector. From Tamale in the northern region, Pascaline Adadevo for Radio Ghana.